Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, we are going to learn a little bit about this year's Advocacy 2.0 conference that's put on by the AgChat Foundation. I'm still on the board there and highly support the organization. Hope you will too. I talked with Kathy Swift, who was the chair for the training committee for the conference for this year.
We got a big group here. We can probably hear them in the background, Kathy. Tell me about putting together this year's conference.
You know, this is our third conference, and so certainly we'd like to think we've learned from our mistakes, and we've taken what we've learned from the past couple conferences, and we really tried this year to put on a bang-up conference. We really want attendees to come and get the tools and learn how to use the tools and then take them home and actually use them. And one of the other things that we love about the conference is that the attendees can network with each other, provide a really great opportunity to help support each other and really help them become better advocates.
Well, these people, some that I know, some I'm meeting for the first time, are very passionate about the industry they're in. I think they're going to become powerful also advocates as they either are already using but are learning more about using some of these social media tools. Tell me about the program here, because you've got some great presentations and topics being covered.
You know, we wanted to give the attendees the opportunity to learn the basic tools. So we're talking Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, some basics about blogging, and then help them take it to the next level. So it's more than just learning how to use Twitter. It's how to use Twitter to connect to consumers. And we've gotten some outside people, some mom bloggers, some chefs, some other people involved within the food industry that maybe aren't necessarily that closely connected to agriculture. And we've tried to connect our attendees to them so that we could send them home with the truly big picture.
I thought it was very interesting that on the first day, which we're just concluding, that we had a real focus on how to get outside of the choir, to not be preaching to the choir, but outside. And that was what some of those sessions were focused on today.
And we thought it was just as important as well. I mean, certainly within agriculture, I think we can all agree that we need to do everything we can to communicate outside of agriculture. But when it comes to actually doing it, we don't really understand what to say, quite frankly. I mean, we know what we're passionate about and what we want these people to know, but that's not necessarily what consumers want to hear. That's not necessarily what they have questions about. And so we wanted to make sure that we were able to bridge a gap so that when these advocates go home, they can effectively communicate to those consumers.
Did you hear anything today, especially from some of the food or mommy bloggers, that kind of really perked up your ears to go, you know, oh, that's interesting, and we really need to take that into consideration?
You know, I think they reiterated some big picture items that we have always thought were important, like, wow, tell your story. You know, people are truly interested in how their food is being produced, and that was one of the great things I heard from a chef today. I mean, she is preparing the food and dealing with the end consumer and how her customers want to hear the farmer's stories. And so it really provided another opportunity for me to say, you know what? I can communicate with that chef. I can communicate with somebody like a registered dietitian who also influences our end consumer. And so it really opened my eyes, I know, about what else we can do within agriculture.
Well, I know that we limit attendance here for a number of reasons, but we filled our slots, probably had a waiting list of some that wanted to get in. Do you, looking ahead, kind of see that we might want to consider expanding on the numbers that we have come into this kind of training?
That is certainly within our vision. We'd like to do more regional conferences. We certainly feel very strongly we want to continue to have a national conference. But for multiple reasons, we want to have a regional conference so people don't have to travel as far. And we really do want to be able to expand, to be able to accommodate everyone who wants this kind of training.
So what could we say then to potential, or I'm just kind of thinking, do I really want to get into this? What do you say to farmers, especially out there, about taking that step to sort of join the conversation?
You know, and you brought up a great point. The first step is the hardest and the most difficult, because basically you're opening up your life and your lifestyle and your business and your family to the outside world. And so once you've made that decision, that's the easiest part. Pick a platform that you're interested in, find someone to buddy up with that can help lead you along, and just go easy. You know, you don't have to drop everything you're doing and completely change what you do in your day to start social media. It's okay. Start a little bit at a time and grow, and hopefully we'll see you at next year's conference.
All right, before we go, I'm just going to ask you a couple of quick questions, and that is, for you and your own personal life and business, how would you say becoming involved in social media has, what kind of an impact has that had on your own business and lifestyle?
You know, I would never have guessed 4 years ago that I would be in this position today. And I know I felt very strongly and very passionate about agriculture. And I felt very isolated. I mean, I really wondered, is there anyone else out there that wants to tell our story and let consumers know what we do? And it's great coming to this conference because it does tell me, yes, there are. And we can tell our story and we can be passionate and we can convey that to people.
Great. Well, I am so glad that you are involved and that the vision has come true here at the Advocacy 2.0 conference. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.